Catwalk update. Posted Friday, February 16, 2024. Here are some quick catwalk, link and post related updates. Nothing fancy. I just didn't want to go too long without a working status update. Catwalk. So I finally posted this, link and post. I do not yet endorse its use, and I'm still going to be doing a bunch of work in preparation for that talk, link and post, I'm giving soon. However, I have been using it to put together my blog audio for the past few weeks, so it's not completely untested. The first cut was really slow. It was definitely because of the apparently standard React approach of keeping state globally, cutting it up such that output state is separate from input state and each individual subtree component maintains its own local input state, makes it ridiculously faster. You can see the results of this all over the blogcast interface, link in post. And specifically, the rayAtom chain at the top of the edit line interface function. It's still really slow. Like, switching on jobs hub is really slow. I assume this is because in order to get any particular view on the system, we need to filter through the full job set, including jobs that have long been completed and are never going to get touched again. I might do something about this via pruning. I haven't decided whether that's going to be something I do on the front end, or whether I should have the back end throw away jobs that were completed long ago enough in the past. Whether that's by actual on-disk throwing away, or just by having the jobs list and point politely decline to return jobs that but are old enough without being asked explicitly. One hiccup I definitely wasn't expecting is that it's surprisingly hard to implement a text area that automatically grows to show all containing texts. I ended up using an adapted version of the hack from here, link in post, to make it work the way I wanted it. You can see the results in a specific section of the same edit line interface function. Here is a code block. This code block is written in Clojure, a dialect of Lisp. It creates a text input field with a border and a hidden text area that mirrors the content of the text input field. Any changes made to the text input field are immediately reflected in the hidden text area. That's the end of the code block. A bit fugly in terms of the code, but it looks and behaves nicer than the alternatives. Open voice. Someone recently pointed me at this, link in post. They have a demo notebook here, link in post. I was initially extremely impressed and subsequently less impressed. Thumbnails so far. The demos on their site are extremely impressive. Way closer to the reference clips, way more fluid, and none of the weird pauses that I'm semi-used to with my blogcast output. If it worked this well out of the box, this section would end with this sentence. It's a lot harder to install in Portus. There's no PyPy package, so you need to clone their project, use Conda for installation, see the Linux install notes, download one of their training checkpoints towards separately, then import their API module and load the appropriate checkpoint. This obviously isn't impossible, but it also isn't trivial. It's harder to use than Tortos. It's about comparable if you want to use one of their default voices. I do not, which means I have to do some more stuff. Notes coming after this list. The default performance is kind of trash. I mean, this is after playing around with it for like 15 minutes, so I might figure out better ways of doing this after poking at the demo. But so far, I mean, you tell me. Compare this open voice clip to this tortoise clip of, quote, me and quote. The way I generated that open voice clip file is by doing... Here is a code block. This code block is written in Python and performs operations related to text to speech and voice conversion. It imports necessary modules and defines file paths. It loads pre-trained models and converts speech from one speaker to another using the loaded models. Finally, it converts the speech to a different tone and saves the output audio. That's the end of the code block. So, as you can tell, not trivial. Part of that is solvable by defining a more streamlined TTS function, but also, this assumes that your queued is at the Open Voice project directory top level. So like, if you're trying to run this from a different project as a dependency, you're kind of shit out of luck. I intend to play around with this a bit more to see if I can squeeze out better performance. First, I've got another couple of features to add. So, as always, I'll let you know how it goes.